next public hearing is conditional use number 1985, Eugenia Atson.
This application is to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 11.6327 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Route 17, Roxana Road, and being 3,200 feet northeast of Road 365, also known as Pepper Corner Road, and being identified on the tax maps as part of tax map ID District 134, Map 15, Parcel 118. For the benefit of the commission, I just passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application and advised the commission that we did receive two agency comments, first one being from DLDOT in the form of a support facilities report dated January 28th of 2014 and referencing that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service E of Route 17 will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They provided a memorandum dated March 25th of 2014 in reference that the site is located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available for the project, that Ordinance 38 construction will not be required, that central sewer has not been extended to the area at this time, that conformity to the South Coast Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the planning and zoning information sheet indicates that the proposed use will connect to county central sewer, but central sewer is not readily available at this time. The sewer service has not been extended to the area at this time, that the county does not have a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and the county is not aware of plans or schedules for others to extend sewer to the area in the near future, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening. Steve Engel, Vista Design, Shell, Maryland. I'm here to represent our client, Gene Athens, with this application. This property is located midway between Burbage Road and Pepper's Corners Road and is butted to the north by Millville by the Sea. The property consists of 36 acres, half of which is zoned AR1. The other portion is zoned MR. A service level evaluation has been submitted to DLDOT. The use being proposed by the conditional use actually decreases the amount of volume that's going to be accessing the site, and therefore no improvements to the existing entrance are required. There are no proposed improvements to the property. This Athens is just merely looking to use the two commercial stables on site for storage. She's just looking to generate some income to help pay for the property and cover maintenance and taxes. The smaller commercial stables remain as is, and the larger stable she would like to make two rental spaces. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I thank you, Mr. Engel, for the site plan. I did have some questions. My questions were aligned for what I thought was somewhat of a different application than this, so if you'll just bear with me. As represented here, looking for three lease facilities. So this would not be like a mini storage that's further down at what I think it's called like beach storage.
That is correct.
All right, so there would be really no employees?
There's a caretaker house on the property to manage what little management is going to be required.
So that's the, on your site, existing dwelling to remain, that would be the on-site manager.
Correct.
All right, very good. Will there be proposed any outside storage of any things like RVs, boats?
No. Absolutely not.
just want to utilize the underutilized stables.
Correct.
And the sizes of those then will be just as represented here.
That's correct.
One, the 5794 plus or minus square foot and the one slightly under 14,000.
That's correct.
Very nice. And the entrance you will use is the existing.
Yes, sir.
I'm certainly familiar with the site, but for the record, would you just give us an idea of the distance to the closest fire station?
Trying to think. I guess there's one in, is there one in Roxana? I guess would be the closest.
Or Millville.
Which is probably,
or Millville.
I would say they're probably both about the same distance away, with probably within 5 miles or so.
Right. Thank you, sir. The fencing that's on the site, as I recall, is typical paddock fencing. You don't propose anything else. So the buildings would provide their own security by,
correct,
by virtue of that they have walls and roofs and a floor.
Yes, the site's going to remain as is. There are no proposed improvements.
Uh-huh. How about signage? Do you propose to have any signage out by the highway?
No.
Something that, all right. And would I guess that access, like if someone was leasing the small converted stable, that they'd be able to access it 24 hours?
To be honest with you, I don't know what the hours will be. I'm assuming right now they'll be 8 to 5. I don't believe they'll be 24/7.
So would treat this more like if someone were renting or leasing a store or small warehouse?
I don't believe, no. I think it's just more of just standard rental space. I don't think, okay, it's not going to be, yeah, contractor storage or that type of thing.
Well, I hope this isn't in the B1 district. This is zoned AR1. Like I said, that's the questions I have now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ross.
I think I understand the application. Thanks to Mr. Smith. Thanks for clearing a couple issues up, Mr. Smith. No other questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Can you share with us how you envision these storage buildings are being used? I mean, are we talking about someone where they're just going to store their equipment, or is it someone who's going to have a repair shop where they work on their equipment inside those buildings? You know, sometimes storage facilities, you know, sometimes become de facto commercial operations.
It's my understanding that it's not the case. It's strictly storage. It will not be a contractor shop. It will not be, you know, warehouse storage where people will come and pick up supplies to take to other parts of town. It's merely just storage space.
Okay. And you're not requesting any outside storage?
That's correct.
So then perhaps can, under general notes, number 7 should be deleted, which states, if allowed, all outside storage shall be located within a 6-foot high chain link fence.
Noted.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Burton. When you say storage, are you talking about like dressers and mirrors and beds and that type of stuff, or are you really talking about lumber?
No, not lumber. I'm assuming she's just going to rent the space to people that need the extra storage.
Like a mini storage
household
type
thing.
Yes.
Storage.
Not contractor shops, not contractor storage, correct.
Okay. But multiple users in each building?
Only 3.
Total 3.
Total 3 spaces.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
All right, sir. Blank?
So, if I had a furniture store and I wanted to rent some of that space, that would be available to me to rent, just for storage. It sounds like you're only renting 3 sections of those 19,000 square foot of building.
Correct.
It's only 3 sections that you're renting, so it's probably going to be a major user like a furniture store or something of that nature than individuals.
I guess that could be the case, yes, but I don't, if they're storing this furniture there, they're not going to be selling it out of there.
No, I'm not saying they're going to sell it, but they would store it, especially at the beach season. They run out of space for the areas where they display, so they have another place they could. We had a similar situation near Milton where they restored, they were storing refrigerators and appliances, and they were actually selling from Route 1. Well, now they're selling from the site they were going to use for storage. So, I mean, it's a similar type thing.
I don't know if she's really focused on who she's going to be running the space to yet. I would say because of the square footage, that is a possibility. It could be a furniture store for extra, you know, looking for extra storage.
Yeah, I think what the commission really, based on what the question has been asked, it sounds like the commission has expressed some concern or interest in whether or not it's going to be a mini store where you could have 10 by 20 units that are rented to individuals.
It's my understanding she's only looking to rent three spaces, the one smaller barn in its entirety, and dividing the larger stable into two portions.
That could actually be part of a conditional use, couldn't it? Could that be a stipulation, a conditional use, and only be three tenants?
Absolutely. Yeah. Or three spaces.
Three spaces,
yeah. I mean, I've seen a situation whereby there's a stable-type building, and the stable stalls became actually units.
Storage.
And in retail also, the old winter place for them at Salisbury was each stall was
That's
used
correct.
For sales.
That's absolutely right.
It's my understanding that is not the intent.
Okay. So it's basically, based on what you know the client statements, she's intending three.
Yes, sir.
Contractors.
Yes.
Well, not contractors, but contracts with three different individuals.
Three leases.
Yes.
Three leases. Okay. Thank you.
Grab it. No questions.
Okay. Counselor.
No questions.
Did I skip you?
No. I followed Mr. Smith.
No, you just knew Mr. Smith covered all
points. Everything.
Well, that's what he said.
You called on him.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And you called on him. He didn't have any questions.
Hey, and Marty, stay quiet now.
And Marty complimented Mr. Smith.
I just don't want anybody up here to feel slighted.
Mr. Chairman, will you control the people at the other end?
I'll do the best I can, sir. All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1985, Eugenia Athan? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1985? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.